how easy has it been, or what your impressions on just assimilating Jarvis Landry into the group, into the receivers room, and how he's been received, et cetera?
I think naturally he's just, you know, he's just being himself, so it makes it a lot easier, I think, for anybody. But we're like, as a receiver unit, we're a close-knit group of guys just all together normally, and he came in and made that group just that much more tighter-knit, so he's a natural fit for us.
How much does adding a player like him help you?
Tremendously. It definitely does, like, make a huge difference as far as, like, competition level within the same group of guys, making sure we're stepping up every rep and every play we got, that we're on out there at the same time. Instinctively, I think we're just competitive by nature, which makes it that much better for me. And I think it does the same for him, but his football IQ, his awareness of the game, him knowing where he's supposed to be at, it's a benefit to not only me, but the entire offense. So,
how would you capitalize how things are going for you?
Pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm excited to be out here more than anything. New offense, been able to pick it up pretty well, you know, despite learning the new one last year for me and then another new one this year. But it's nothing necessarily new. I've been in the situation a few times. I haven't learned new offense, but it's been really fun and been exciting to work with Coach Haley, though.
Josh, we were going through your resume before. What was the last time that you went through a complete offseason where you were able to participate in everything and you were good to go?
Never. I never had OTAs. I've never been to mini camp before. This is my first time doing all of this. So it's like, that's what I said a minute ago, like, it's exciting just to participate in football at this time of year. I never got to do it. So it's awesome.
Josh, how have you changed as a man over time?
You know, I mean, I think it's probably some other people. You could probably find a better answer, you know, from other people, asking them how they respond or what they see in me. But for me, it's like I'm trying to stay consistent on what I'm doing more than anything, as opposed to, like, looking back to what specifically how I could do, what I could do differently, more so than, like, it's what's working right now, kind of, like, don't adjust it. Kind of trying to stay the course and stick to what I'm doing. And that's, like, being a professional here and then at home, being a family member, you know, being a father, being a brother, being a son, stuff like that. It's like, it's not too complicated. So it didn't seem like too much at this point for me to take on.
When the Browns drafted Antonio Callaway, John Dorsey came down and he talked to us about the support structure within the organization. And so along those lines, how much have you benefited from that support structure that John Dorsey has told us about, as far as helping you with everything that you've gone through and helping you stay on the path that you need to if you're going to be able to play?
It's definitely night and day, I think, from when I first got here till now. It's a resounding difference in, like, the amount of support that I've received from upstairs, just from anybody, from the equipment staff, the field crew. If there's any little thing I may need help on, there's somebody there to help me with, and I greatly appreciate it. People going over and beyond, out of their way, whether I reached out and asked for it or not. You know, people just checking in, and I couldn't ask for anything more than that in an organization, or just anybody that's a friend or that cares about a human being. So I think for Antonio, I think he's in the best place he could be. I'm not saying other organizations can't do that, but I definitely like what Mr. Dorsey's doing here. He's behind his players and believes in his players 100%. The guys he brought here have that same mentality. It's a real family-like dynamic here, and I enjoy it.
Hey, Josh, how often do you think about where you were a year ago and how far you've come?
When I do find myself looking, just reminiscent of what's transpired in my life, really just blessed, man, and thankful. Right now, for me, it's a bunch of the small victories day to day, you know, just, you know, being able to come to work, you know, like the little things, having some structure in my life, you know, just really the gratitude more than anything. That's just what I'm thankful for, as opposed to, you could be anywhere in the world doing something that you don't love to do, and I'm fortunate enough to be out here, you know, trying to give 100%. It's something I couldn't imagine myself, you know, having that much fun doing anything else. So it's like it's a tremendous opportunity.
Josh, did the structure and your willingness to accept that structure? Do they kind of coincide, come along at the same time for you?
I think it's just a culmination of like life on life's terms type of thing, and you know, having to come to terms with what's going on in my life and trying to adjust and being able to cope with everything all at once, you know, in a healthy way. So.
What impact do you think it will have on you to have OTAs and to have a minicamp and be around for a whole offseason?
It's a huge upside as far as like a offensive side of things goes. You got that much more experience and time with the quarterback relationship and rhythm and the players, the continuity just all around. Building that's something that can't be fabricated and it can't be rushed. And so the time that we're here, even in time that we're outside of here, I try to spend as much time with the guys as possible, you know. And they seem to want the same things. And I think that just breeds a culture of people that want to win and willing to do anything to win. So with this time given, I think I've been able to just try to make the most of this period.
You talked about some rust last year. Obviously, you know, we went back for five games and what have you. Where are you from a physical standpoint from where you were at the end of last season?
Much better, I feel. That's also to your last question. What this time that did for me was definitely help you get in football shape, you know, and really build your wind up to run that many reps and then know what to expect going to training camp as opposed to just going to training camp and getting shot right away. You kind of know what to do and know how to train. So it's good to have this build up into that. And it's definitely useful more than anything.
I've talked to a couple of people that have mentioned that they think that you'll make a really good mentor for someone like an Antonio Callaway who comes in here with, you know, a little bit of baggage mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Do you find yourself mentoring him, and does that also help you?
I talk to him all the time. We talk every day. And, you know, I know how it is, definitely being in that scenario. You don't necessarily want outside pressure just, you know, prying into your life and trying to get you to open up. Like, naturally, he's just being himself, and that's all I want him to do, and just be able to know to focus on the game and at the task at hand for right now. And I think the best way for me to try to get that across to him is to show him that somebody dealing with the same issues right now, currently, and this is what I'm doing and how I have to adapt to this new lifestyle or just being a professional. But I've known Antonio since he was at Florida, and we were training together in Gainesville, and I've seen him then and I've seen him now. He's come a long way, but he's got a great attitude, great guy, you know, and he's a great football player more than anything. So.
Josh, I know some things are personal, but I ask you this because there might be people who might read your story and it might help them. Can you talk a little bit more specifically, if you want, about, you know, you said little victories in the daily, going day by day, what kinds of things you do each day, what your life entails now that it didn't before, things like that?
Well, like the small victories to me is like just getting up and not having to worry about, you know, whether or not, you know, you have some type of security or place to stay, or like just spending time with my daughter, for that fact. I didn't have much time, didn't get to spend any time with my family like that in the past. And you know, being there with friends, working towards the future, like, to me, that might seem like little things, but, you know, anybody else could plan for the future, plan ahead. To me, those are things I look forward to do, and I take pride and enjoy in it. So it's like even coming here to work, being able here to just to talk to guys and see guys' expressions and interact with them, you know, I take a lot of joy in that. So a lot of little things, man. It's just.
What has been the toughest adjustment?
The toughest adjustment? I guess right now it's probably the new playbook, because I was just getting the last five games. So right now, that's probably been the most recent difficult task, I think. But it's coming along a lot smoother, and I'm definitely getting there. So other than that, everything's been pretty good.
Yeah. How good when you look out there and you see Jarvis out there and you've got, you know, Corey and Antonio, how good can this receiving corps be?
I think we're the best receiving corps in the league, in my opinion, already, just based off of talent alone, you know. So you put in a playbook and some guys that are hungry enough to go do it, and, you know, hopefully we go out there and show and prove that. But that's just my opinion. But this not short on talent at the wide receiver position at all. Not at all.
And do you feel like you can get back to your Pro Bowl level?
I plan on exceeding those expectations, exceeding those goals and those everything that I've done in the past, and just kind of building upon it. And more than anything, I really just want to win. And whatever it takes for me to get some wins and do my part where I leave, like, no doubt, no question in anybody's mind that Josh did everything he could do to try to get us a win or get us a win, then, you know, I could walk away with whatever the stat line is. More than anything, I'd rather be a winner.
One of the questions these last couple of years has been, you know, with you is dependability. Can we count on Josh as going to be there? Do you feel like you've shown Hugh, you've shown John Dorsey that they can count on you, that you can be that dependable weapon for them?
I think that's just situational to everybody's, you know, timetable. For me, I think that's just something, like if it was me and it was somebody else in that position, it has to take time. It takes effort and, you know, and things being proven. And that's just something that can't be rushed. So I'm not expecting anything, but I do know they support me, and I know that. So.
I've been seeing some of Antonio Callaway's Instagram routine. Shows pictures of his daughter and says that she's the reason why he's kind of getting his act together and getting his life together. Can you sort of relate to that a little bit now, too?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Family is a huge motivational factor, and it's an external source that ends up, you know, being internalized and pushing you to a limit that you never knew was really there. So I definitely use my family in the same way, and it definitely helps for sure.
The fact that Todd Haley worked with a guy like Antonio Brown, and just how prolific a receiver and player he is, how much does that motivate and excite you now, knowing that that's the coach you get to play for now?
It's very exciting. I mean, the mere fact that he's coached several teams with multiple receivers, had over 1,000 yards, over 100 catches. It's incredible, the amount of numbers. You know, you're just hoping that the translation is somewhat similar or the same, if not better. So that's why I think us as receiver corps, we know we want to do everything we can to try to capitalize on all those opportunities that we know we'll be getting. So we need to be in the right place at the right time to make sure that happens.
Josh, I'd imagine there are some fans and maybe even somebody in this building who are still holding their breath, crossing their fingers, that your recovery continues where it appears to be going. Are you at that point, or where are you as far as how you're doing?
To me, it's just one day at a time. You know, you got today, and that's all we're really giving. You know, and the next day I'm blessed with the opportunity to wake up, try to attack it with the same mentality and mindset, and have the same perseverance, same set of goals, and try to stick to that day by day, you know, as opposed to looking way down the road and worrying about 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. All we have is today, so.
Since we won't see you or talk to you after today, what are your plans prior to camp and the break? After mini camp,
I plan on coming back in the best shape that I've ever been in for training camp, and you know, looking to really make a big splash.
Where do you go?
I'll be here. I'm staying here. Yeah, I'll be staying here, and I'll try to bring a few trainers up here, and I'll be working out right there in the facility.
Have those 24-hour periods gotten easier for you as time goes along in terms of not white knuckling it through them or anything?
Oh, no, you definitely don't want to be white-knuckling it through it. There's a lot of other factors, contributing factors that go into that to try to alleviate some of that stress and that pressure that you may feel at any point in time. But, no, it definitely gets easier as time goes on. Day after day, you know, you feel a lot less anxious or whatever the case may be. But it gets easier as time goes.
You've seen so many quarterbacks in your time here. Observation about what you're looking at now, Tyrod Taylor and
Baker? Most talented quarterbacks I've seen come through here, by far. It's gonna be an interesting thing to watch the quarterback battle go on. But we got a proven guy in Tyrod, we got a young talented guy in Baker. I don't see how it goes, how it can go wrong, really. More than anything, I think that's, again, us as receivers and me speaking on myself, is all I could do is make sure that I'm doing everything I could do to try to match Tyrod's level of intensity, his focus. Every morning he comes in, he's the first guy in here, he's the last guy to leave. I don't know a quarterback that works harder than Tyrod, you know? So he's definitely set the bar, you know, and then Baker, he's right behind the guy and looking up to a guy that could show him the exact things you need to do to be a great professional quarterback in this league. So from a quarterback standpoint, I think we're really set, really good.
Hey, Josh, what have you seen from Denzel Ward so far?
He's as quick as a cat, man. Like, it's just naturally, his natural ability to recover back to the ball after it's been thrown. He's insanely quick, surprisingly fast, and can pop up and come down and knock a ball down, even after you think you beat him. So, like, that's something that not all DBs just have instinctively or naturally, and I think that's really, I think, what probably separates him from any other DBs, I guess, in this past draft. But hopefully that can translate for him going into the season, because it's rough for rookie DBs in the NFL. So hopefully the learning curve is real brief for him.
Last week when we asked Baker Mayfield about you, he said, "I've never seen anything like him." What kind of sort of vote of confidence or whatever compliment is that for you to hear?
It's a definitely been a great accomplishment, and Baker's my guy. We're real good friends, and it definitely means a lot. I think it's just to me more than anything. I think it's just kind of a testament to show the amount of work I've been putting in over a period of time, and it's not just going to waste, and then somebody is taking notice of it, you know. And he just happened to speak on it more than anything. I'm not looking for any type of verbal reinforcement, anything like that. I don't need it, but definitely appreciative for the compliment. So,
can you remember a time when, going off the way you approach it and what you're saying, a time where you felt as mentally healthy as you do right now?
I feel pretty good right now, man. Life is great right now. You know what? And that's kind of all I know. You know, life is good now. So, yeah.